When they marched, lining the street with their coats thrown down and waving those palm branches as they watched Jesus ride by on a donkey, they knew the world was about to change. They knew God was doing a new thing, and they knew they could believe in this Jesus, their King. They knew no one could stop him from bringing God's presence to the heart of Jerusalem, the capital city, where power given by God had been corrupted, and where people in high places had acquiesced to Roman occupation and puppet rule. When they marched, they knew God was not finished with them yet. When they marched, some 800,000 strong, perhaps the largest single day of protest in the history of Washington, D.C., the capital city, they saw their own power clearly, and they knew the world would never be the same. They marched for their fallen friends and classmates. They marched to protest the idolatrous power of the weapons that can turn any wannabe warrior into a killer in the blink of an eye, in the pull of a trigger. But look what happened in Jerusalem all those centuries ago. The people turned against Jesus, their shouts of Hosanna becoming cries of crucify him, because evil is real and powerful and will never relinquish its hold on our hearts without a fight to the death. The death that day was Jesus on the cross, in full view of the public, so all would know the power of the Roman Empire, so none would question its mastery of weapons and bodies, of life and death. These children in Washington, D.C. have seen death in their schools, on their streets, on the news they watch on their phones and share in social media, recorded on cell phones and dash cams. Now the word gets out more quickly than ever before. Now fear spreads faster than even we could have imagined in our youth. Their way forward will not be smooth. They will experience setbacks, heartbreaks, betrayals by politicians and even by classmates who have swallowed the lie that weapons are the only protection against violence. It will not be easy for these children and teens to change a world addicted to violence, a society that has embraced this idolatry so fully. But if we know one thing, it is this. We know God brings life from death. God changes lives. God transforms the world. This week we will hear, and we have heard just now, a tale of fear, betrayal, arrest, beating, mockery, and death. But death will not be the last word. God has done a new thing. Jesus reigns. The scars of his crucifixion, the marks of his humiliation remind us of the cost of change, of transformation. Maybe God is doing a new thing in these kids. From Parkland and Chicago and Washington, D.C. and Virginia and Kalamazoo. Maybe fear and death will not have the last word even here in the United States of America, this new empire built with the labor of African people taken from their homelands, built on land stolen from native peoples, genocide upon genocide. So the colonizers and the survivors could call ourselves free. Maybe even here, God can break and throw down our idolatries of guns and money and fame and individualism and exploitation. My favorite protest sign yesterday said it like this: what if these kids are the answer to your thoughts and prayers? Are you listening? 2,000 years ago, the people believed God would keep God's promise. They believed God would send a new king. They became disillusioned. They turned away from God, but God was faithful. And death, even the death of God's own self, was not the end of the story. Then, after everything, against all odds, the people believed again. Years later, weeks later, some only 3 days later, they believed again. They knew the king who could vanquish, who had vanquished the evils all around them. This week we will gather day after day to hear again the story of God's love for us, the love that surprises us, the love that brings life from death. Come and see the love of God in Jesus, who died and rose again for the forgiveness of sin, every sin. Come and see the love that transforms the world. Amen.